Well, I'd like to say actually good morning to you. It's good night here, but good morning there.
即使我们这里是, 暗暗的, 可是跟你们说早安。
It's nice to see each one of you, or at least to have you here.
Yeah, 我们, 在场的每一个弟兄姐妹, 我很高兴再次跟你们有这种...
We're going on with our study, which is the purpose for our life.
Yeah, 这个学习的时间让我们继续我们的人生的目的。
Now, if you remember, the first study we had was for his pleasure.
那记得第一个是我们活着是为了讨他的喜悦。
We were made for his pleasure. Second, we learned to love others as God formed us into a family. So God wanted a family.
第二个目的是我们要在这种神所给我们的这个家庭的这样的一个设计里面呢，不管是自己的家或者教会的家。
Now the third one was what we had last week. God wants you to grow up spiritually. God wants us to learn to think like Jesus, to act like Jesus.
第三个，我们是提到说，我们要学习跟耶稣学，跟神的儿子耶稣来学习想法、做法，我们的态度什么都要跟耶稣学。To
respond like Jesus, to have the same values he does. He wants us to be like his son, Jesus.
不管是价值观，不管是我们的一切的言行举止，都要像他的儿子耶稣。
Now we're going to talk today about why God made us. He made us to serve him.
那第四个，神为什么造我们人类？因为他要我们来侍奉他。
You see, in heaven, we will serve God.
这个侍奉里面有敬拜的意思哈, 那这个在天上的时候我们就是要侍奉神,就是要敬拜神。
So he wants us to learn how to serve him here.
那在地上的时候我们就开始学习了。
Now you and I have no idea exactly what heaven's like.
我们没有办法想象到底在天上的时候会是什么样一个样子。
Actually, Paul tells us, eyes have never seen, ears have never heard. We have no idea. What heaven is going to be.
从保罗的形容，他说是我们眼没有见过，耳朵没有听过，根本不能想象的天上的情况。
But we will be serving him.
但是那是事实，有一天我们要在那里来敬拜他。
In what capacities? I have no idea.
那到底会怎么样的一个情况，我也不知道。
Because when we get to heaven, it's going to be a whole new life.
那在那里呢，我们会是全新的一种生命。
What he has there for us can only can be dreamed about.
那连做梦都梦不来的哈，在那里怎么回事哈？
But anyhow, he has shaped us to serve him.
所以在地上的这段时间，他要来塑造我们，可以敬拜他。
Let's look at Psalms 139, verses 13 through 16, and it shows us. How he shaped us.
请你打开你的圣经诗篇139篇。诗篇139,13到16。我的肺腑是你所造的,我在母腹中,你已覆庇我。我要称谢你,因我受造奇妙可畏。你的作为奇妙,这是我心深知道的。我在暗中受造,在地的深处被联络。那时, 我的形体并不向你隐藏，我未成形的体质，你的眼早已看见了。你所定的日子，我尚未度一日，你都写在你的册上了。You
know, this passage is a tremendous passage.
这个信息实在是非常丰富的哈。God
didn't have to tell us about this.
那神为什么要让我们知道？他不需要告诉我们。But
as I have studied His Word through the years, I have seen how God often tells us what He is going to do and something about it, so that we will have an idea of what's in the mind of God.
我从开始在学习圣经的时候，我就发现有一个模式哈，神会先告诉我们说以后会怎么样。 然后让我们有一个预备心说，哦，会有这样的一个期待，然后就发生了。He
tells us about the birth. He said, I've covered you in your mother's womb.
他从我们的出生的时候之前就讲了，他说他覆庇我们，连在妈妈肚子就覆庇我们。
And I want you to understand that he is talking seemingly to one person. He's not saying, well, this is what I did, and I just went, whoop, and all the people were formed that way. No, he's telling us that he formed us individually.
请你注意到这一段、啊、经文呢，神是针对每一个个体个人而讲的，不是在讲一个群体的通告、啊、他是对每一个人、啊、我们的这种、啊、成型然后出生这样的一个情况讲的。
And we see that the psalmist recognizes. He said, I praise him, I was fearfully made.
所以呢，以至于呢，这个诗篇的作者呢，他受感动，他就讲到第十六节讲，十四节讲到说，我要称谢你，因我受造奇妙可畏。
And we see that something else, and I want you to notice this in the 16th verse.
第十六节
Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect, but in thy book all my members was written.Which is contained with fashion. In other words, he knows about every one of us.
好，第十六节，
我未成形的体质，你的眼早已看见了。你所定的日子，我尚未度一日，你都写在你的册上了。
这里告诉我们说，不管我们的关于什么样的细节，他早就知道了。
You know, I want us to see how special.Each one of us are to him.
那我要你有一个概念，每一个人在神的眼中都很宝贝，很特别的。
And you know, God made us unique.
他每一个人被造的时候都是一个很独特的。
We are really one of a kind.
就是那一种很独特的。
No one else has our fingerprint.
只有一个。因为呢，你只有你有你自己的这种指纹。
No one has our exact voice pattern.
而且你的那个声的那个频率啊，你声音的那个声值哈，也只有你，没有人会像你的。
Actually, no one has our footprint.
连你的脚的这个脚印也是一样。
And the chemistry, the way we are made.
你的整个的这个身体里面的化学组合变化。
With all that medical science knows, yet there are times they cannot understand why.This happens to one person and it doesn't happen to another.
以至于呢这种、啊、里面的变化呢因为很独特所以你没有办法从哪一个人来 推到说哪一个人应该是一样不一样完全不一样。
You know that no heartbeats,、you know, no heartbeat is different than another. Everyone has their own heartbeat.
每一个人的心跳哈或许次数差不多心跳也是不一样的。
We even look in nature and we see that every snowflake is different.
我们把我们的镜头放到这个大自然，雪花，下雪的雪，这个雪花也不一样。
Science has proved this.
这个啊，这个科学家都有证明的。
So no one in history will ever be like you or after you.
所以你是独一，前无来者，后面也没有，前无古人，后面也没有来者，就只有你一个。
I don't think we really can grasp hold of that.
你能够想象，你能够意识到是这样吗？你那么的独特吗？
Of the billions of people that down through the ages, yet God knew everyone individually.
世世代代，千千万万的个体，神竟然对你，对我这个个体，这个人呢，那么的了解。
But you know, he also uniquely shaped us for a unique purpose here on earth.
所以呢，他对于我们的这个在世上这段时间的塑造，就是要啊培养我们、塑造我们，也是每一个人都很特别的。
And he put you in the place he wanted you to be born.
他让你容许你生在某一个地方。
To the parents that he wanted you to be born to.
而且呢，你也刚好就在哪一个父母亲啊、这样被生出来的。
But we see also he made you to do a unique.Job for him.
以至于你会发现，我们会发现每一个人人生里面呢，有他特定要给我们完成的啊这样的一个任务。
If we go to Hebrews the 11th chapter,
就像希伯来书第十一章
you're going to find it a chapter talking about a lot of the Old Testament heroes, we call them.
希伯来书第十一章，我们晓得是这些信心的这种啊这样的一个篇章啊，里面有很多人物。
Each one had a different job.
那每一个人都有他们的人生的任务。
And by faith they completed that job.
但是同样的是因着信而完成了他们的使命。
And we see in that last verse, the 40th verse, after he went through all of them, this is what he said.
我们特别看第四十节来，请你。
因为神给我们预备了更美的事，叫他们若不与我们同德，就不能完全。
He's saying that you're different, and what I've made you to do, if you don't do it, it will not be perfect.
意思是说，全部都做了，只有如果缺了你的话，那就不能完全了。
So we see that as he made us, and as we came into life, and we grew, and we learned, we got a vocation.We learned all kinds of experiences. We had emotional experiences. We had good and bad. He worked and uses them all.
所以我们被生出来了，然后我们就学有所长，然后我们有自己的一些背景，我们也有好的一面，也有不好的一面。所有的这一切呢，经验呢，都要成为神来塑造我们达到他的目的的一些材料。
Let me see, explain that. I don't want you to think that God made us like robots. No. God, what he did was each one of us he knew.
那我们每一个人是神所认识的，但是不要以为说好像神在造这个像那个傀儡一样。
We were put in a certain family, a certain situation.
不是像机器人哈，那我们每一个人都在不同的家庭背景里面。
But he knew that we had the power of choice.
而且呢，给每一个人有不同有一样的这种自由意志可以选择。
Now there are good things that happen to us and bad things.
那在我们的生命的经验里面呢，有好的事情会发生，
Now,
也有不如意的事情会发生。
God did not cause them.
那如果不好的事情不是神计划给我们的。
In his wisdom, he knew we would go through them.
但是他已经早知道，他也知道说他的儿女可以经历那些经过。
But what he wants to do is he wants to work us. He wants to work us into a wonderful shape for him.
等于说他已经事先知道我们会发生什么事情，会碰到什么事情，那我们的选择会是对或不对，但是只要我们是紧紧的跟他在一起的话，他就会来用这一些景况来塑造我们，来达到他的要给我们的这样的一个目的。
You can take Abraham.
我们来看一下亚伯拉罕。
Now he said to Abraham, Abraham,I want to make a people out of you, a wonderful people that will bless the whole world. I want to give you a land. He told him all these things and promised him all of these things.
神拣选了亚伯拉罕，让他知道说呢，我要从你而就是拣选到一个族类，然后到后来你会变成别人的福气。
But one day he said to him, I want you to sacrifice your son.
但是有一天他就跟他说呢，你需要献上你的儿子，独一的儿子。
And now we see that Abraham had a choice.
那在这里亚伯拉罕需要做一个决定。
This was his only son.
这是一个独一的儿子。
The son of promise.
而且是神应许给他的，应允给他的。
He loved him. He had a son by another maid, but this was his son of the choice son.
这是唯一从神的命定来的，即使他有别的，但是呢这是很对他来讲是他是很爱他的。
Can you imagine the battle he went through?
那你可以想象这个当中要选择的说要决定的时候的那种征战有多大。
But we see he said to everyone, we're going to sacrifice my son and I, and two of the men were going off to sacrifice to God.
就像这样子，我们每一个人在我们的人生过程里面也一样的需要有一个决定，那个决定就是愿意听从而愿意舍弃我们要舍弃的。
And when he got there, he made the altar and everything, and then laid out his son.
我们看到这个祭士，他就把儿子带到山上去，都准备好了要献他的儿子给神。
I cannot imagine how it felt when he lifted up that knife.
那段时间，他到从准备到举起那个刀子的时候，我不能想象他的心情是怎么样的。
And God stopped him.
神就阻止了他。
God said, "Now I know you love me."
那神跟他一句话说，现在我知道你真的是爱我。
But God said it was His faith. In this chapter in Hebrews, it was by faith that Abraham.
那 在希伯来书第十一章那个地方呢，谈到这个亚伯拉罕的时候呢，他谈到说因着信，所以他在献这个儿子是因着信。
I believe in his heart, he was saying, God gave me this son. This son is a chosen son. God must have a purpose. He must be able. I'm trusting God.
他的认定是说是神给我的，而且是神答应的，那神一定有很特别的心意啊，给我这个儿子，所以他因着信就按照神所说的去做。
Okay, let me see. We come now. I want you to see that the Spirit he's shaping us.
所以他在塑造我的经验。
Things that we have to do and the family that we have, all of the circumstances in our life.
所有我们的环境、家庭环境、各种事情、各种经历。一起，整个一起就要互相啊，彼此的那种，我们说效力哈，让神来塑造。
But the first we recognize the first thing now is we have to make a choice.
但是这个当中呢，我们参与的是什么呢？他刚才的意思是说哈，就好像不管是什么事情，它是有结合的，是整个融合在一起的，没有这个就没有那个，没有前面就没有后面。但是这个当中要你的决定来跟神合作。
It's a spiritual choice.
这是一个属灵里面的决定。
Do you know most men in the world makes a spiritual choice?
你知道吗？人都会做灵里面的决定。
They choose whether they want to be Buddhist, they choose whether they want to be a Muslim, they choose whether they want to be an atheist.
等于说他们要相信什么，他们要相信谁，或要相信一个叫做无神的，他们要自己做一个决定。
But thank God we heard his message.
感谢神，这一关的话，我们都听到了福音。
And we chose Jesus Christ.
而且我们也做了一个决定，我们要相信耶稣。
And because he did, he shaped us spiritually.
那因为我们这样决定了，所以呢，我们就在神的手中，在灵里面来塑造我们。
Now the word shape in English is spelled S-H-A-P-E.
这个是英文的拼法哈 ,S-H-A-P-E.
Yes.
这个塑造
yeah. So we've taken those letters and sort of used the first word, made a word out of them.
所以呢，他就是用，因为有一种说法，有一种这种解释方法，就是把他的每一个字把它拆开来，那个字母拆开来解释。
Now in molding our life and in getting us ready to use us, he gives us spiritual gifts.
那他会给我们这种属灵的恩赐。
I'm sure that some of you may not even realize or recognize that, but he has given you some spiritual gifts.
有的人自己还不知道哈，事实上，当我们信主以后，那圣灵已经按己意分给每一个人属灵的恩赐，那个能力。
In a child of God, he's put a heart passion in us.Strong emotions.
那神也会给他的儿女呢，当你信了主之后呢，他会在你的心里面呢，来塑造建造你的那种恩慈的这种怜悯的心。
Now emotions is a great part of everybody's heart in the world.
这是属于情绪方面，每个人都有情绪。
But when he began to shape us in the new birth, he's given us that strong emotions of love and care.
信主后的神的儿女的这个心里面的这个部分，情绪的部分呢，神要建造是什么？是我们那个关心人、爱人，然后我们会怜悯人的这样的心。
And the joy he brings us.
那这个当然就会带来喜乐，你帮助了你爱人就会带来喜乐。
And then he has given us abilities.
他也会赋予你能力。
All, it seemed like most of the people in the world have abilities to do something.
你说那别人没有信主的也有能力啊，也有才能啊。
But God has given us skills to do something for him.
那记得神的塑造，他刚才一开始就说，这个塑造是在灵里面塑造我们。所以呢，当他给你能力的时候，基本上针对的就是这个灵里面的建造。
Now everyone in the world has a personality.
那我们也有个人的个性。
These are character traits that make us what we are.
我补充一下哈，当我们说到属灵的建造，就关系到永恒的了，就是永存的哈。那么接下来他说，我们每一个人有自己的个性。
Sort of how we face things in life.
那么个性呢，是从小被就是就被养成的哈，这个个性。那 这个个性怎么样叫做个性呢？就是你对于事情的反应看法，这个都在你的个性里面。
And how we act in certain situations.
那在这个情况下面，你会怎么样的去行动？这也是在你的个性下面。
You know, in our personality, some people are what they call morning people.
那有的人早上起来，很早就喜欢起，很早起来。
And some people are night people.
可是有的人就像那个夜莺一样哈，晚上很晚才睡觉。
A morning person gets out of bed.
那那个早上起来
，happy to see the sunshine.
一早就想
，happy to see the day.
很一起来就很高兴看，想很早起来看到阳光。去享受到那种一天开始的感觉。
And a night person seems to wake up at night.But when the morning, they don't even want to open their eyes.
那夜猫子呢，是晚上非常的清醒，可是到早上的时候呢，就醒不过来。
So God has given us a personality, but now this personality that has been given to God.
那这个就是个别的一个特性。
It's a personality that shines forth the character of Christ in many areas.
不管你是什么特性，都可以指向能够荣耀神，能够讨神喜悦的。这样的一个被建造。
And another thing that has shaped our life is our experiences.
那另外一个方面就是我们的经验，我们的体验，生活体验会来塑造我们的这个属灵方面的成长。
In life, we have some good experiences and some bad experiences.
当然，每一个人的体验有好的，也有不好的。
But God wants us to learn how to face the.Bad experiences.
神没有阻挡我们去经历一些不好的
overcome them,
比较痛苦的
and be victorious over them.
最主要是让我们能够越过，能够得胜，能够胜过这些不好的
And he wants to give us good experiences.
那他也给我们好的体验
that can enrich our lives to help others.
那好的体验的话，就是会产生一种能力去扶持别人，帮助分享给别人
And then we see.The number one thing that God uses in our life is the painful experiences.
你知道吗？在我们的人生里面，最有用的、最能够有益处、对别人有益处的，就是我们经过的难处或者是痛苦的经验。
God uses our painful experiences.
那他用我们的这种痛苦的经验。
You know, God whispers to us in His pleasure.
你知道神跟我们，我们跟神在一起的时候，他有时候会跟我们细细的这样子低语哈，跟我们很轻声的对我们说话或光照我们。
But he seems to shout at us when we are in our painful times.
但是当你到一个地步，你发现你很痛苦的时候，那代表说神用一个很好像很比较烈、比较强的声音在喊着你。
You know, we may not change very much when we see the light.But when we feel the heat, we want to change.
那或许平常一般的生活，你会觉得好像温温的哈，没有关系，怎么样都没有关系。可是当这个很热的时候，你就会叫了，对不对？
Many times our pain is God calling out and getting our attention, something that needs to be worked on.
很多时候我们的痛苦，我们的难处是神在喊着我们说你需要改变，需要更新。
Now I want to tell you, God didn't plan them for your life.
我要跟你讲，神没有对你有计划这些不好
的。They come with our living.
那这些会为什么有不好的呢？是跟着人生来的。
They come when sometimes they turn us off on another path.
那有时候呢，我们会走错了路，好，我们会选另外一条路。
And God uses those to bring us back.
那这些痛苦的经验是把我们带回到神预备要我们
走的路。He may use them to teach us something.
有时候也会在这个错误中我们会学习被教导。
You see, we live in a broken, sinful planet.
我们这个整个大环境哈，在整个我们生活的环境里面是一个破碎的环境。
And many times, these painful experiences may come through people, other people.
是堕落的环境，然后呢，这些呢
，or even yourself, the way you choose.
那有时候呢，这个呢，有时候是别人造成的，有时候是我自己选择的。
But he's teaching us how we can face these things can help us to build and shape our spiritual life.
那这些神都可以用来帮助我们建造我们，好让我们可以成为别人的福气。
Two people can face the same situation.
比如说有两个人，他们碰到同样的情况。
And the one gets angry at God.
其中有一个就对神
The one blames God.
责怪神
We have a situation in our church.
那在我们的教会有一个情况
One that's just hurting my heart so much.
那个情况让我的心里面很觉得很心痛。
One of our ladies that because something happened during our election, she just walked away from God.
有人就因为这个政治的原因呢，没有满足他的心意，他就离开了神。
But I know I went through pain during our election.
那同样的，在那个过程里面，我也经历了。我们同样经历在那种很黑暗的一段时间，我也一样经历了。
But then I realized, Lord, this is your work. This is going to bring your coming.
但是这段好像隧道一样的黑暗呢，竟然让我更看到说，神啊，你在掌权，而且是你的心意。
Rejoicing about it.
而且我还能够有喜乐。
So we have to understand that as painful things that come, it's lots of times what makes us a better person.
记得这些痛啊、苦啊、这些难啊，都要塑造我们比以前更好。
I want to talk a little bit about the spiritual gifts he wants to give us.
那我稍微谈一下我们这个属灵的
And he really,
这个恩赐。
He really does.
那他把属灵恩赐给我们。
I have found in my life,And I've lived quite a while. And I've served the Lord some 70 some years.
我的人生都比你们长了哈。那 70 some years, 哈。我已经服侍神七十几年了。
And I know what I'm saying when God molds us.
所以我可以很确定地告诉你什么叫做神在塑造我。
I could give you some of experiences.
那他们磨造我哈。那我甚至可以给你很多一些我的经验谈。
But I also know how God has given me gifts that I have had during this whole time.
那当然这个当中我一直谈到这些苦的了哈，但是当然当中呢，神也给我很多这个所谓的恩赐的这个经验。
Part of my training, part of my working for God, for the certain thing he called me for.
为了神要我达到他要呼召我的使命呢，他就特别给我一些恩赐去达到这个任务。
But then there's been other times God gave me gifts just for a certain situation.
那有时候是就是为了我以后要服侍神都给我的，有时候是为了某一个事情某一段时间才给我的。
I want Lei to read 1 Corinthians 12, 6 through 9.
好，我们请念哥林多前书十二章六到。
功用也有分别，神却是一位，在众人里面运行一切的事，圣灵显在个人身上是叫人得益处，这人蒙圣灵赐他智慧的言语，那人也蒙这位圣灵赐他知识的言语，又有一人蒙这位圣灵赐他信心，还有一人蒙这位圣灵赐他医病的恩赐，又叫一人能行异能，又叫一人能做先知，又叫一人能辨别诸灵，又叫一人能说方言，又叫一人能翻方言，这一切都是这位圣灵所运行，随己意分给个人的。
So there are various gifts here that he can give to us, whether it is going to be a pattern for our work, or whether it's going to be something that's just done at a special time.
这些保罗所列出来的恩赐都是为着属灵里面的这个工作要给我们的，所以你可以看到很多很多都是神给我们的恩赐。
If you don't mind tonight, I want to give you some of things that happened in my life.
那我就讲一点我自己的经验。
I was an only child.
我是唯一的孩子。
I really didn't grow up around many children. It was adults.
我从小呢没有玩伴，没有很多玩伴。
In my church, there wasn't very many children. We were a small church, and there just wasn't too many playmates.
那我自己成长的教会背景呢，也没有很多孩子，人也不是很多。
So as I got older and I got to college,
那当我到了大学的时候，
it was like letting somebody out of a box.
好像我就出了我那个原来那个的环境了，就好像被放出去了。
So many friends there.
很多朋友。
But there was something in me that wanted my own friend.
Talk about that last time.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
他上次有提，对不对？
That shows that I'm 85, children.
有吗？请大家回应一下，是不是在这里讲的？
But I
是有讲过。
是的，是的，是的，讲过。
好，你就看到说这个就是85岁的现象。
Now you see my old age, my frailty. But what I was thinking about today, actually.
那我今天为什么要讲这个？
I was thinking about that again. I guess that's why. Because I saw something come out of that. And that was God gave me a special love.
Okay, I understand. 好，那为什么我又在提这件事情呢？我就不用再提了哈。就是他以前有那独占欲，后来就神就要教他怎么样不要有这种方式来交朋友。那他今天为什么提这个呢？他有不同的角度来看这件事情。
You know, I wanted that one friend. I wanted someone just to, you know, somebody love me special. But you know, after God broke me, I've had a love through the years that I cannot explain to you.
那刚开始我提到那个经验的时候，就是说呢，我需要在神面前放掉弃掉我的那个那个里面很强的那个期待，那个可以说是欲望哈。但是呢，这个之后的目的在哪里呢？本来我是只要一个最好的朋友，但是之后我就发现呢，神给我很多朋友
，a love and a care for people。
然后呢，我的爱就可以分给很多人，而且我的关注就不是只有一个，而且很多我的朋友。
Very real。
那对我来讲是很真实的，那种爱是很真实的。
And through these years, down through these years, I thought about how God used that sinful thing, that awful thing, and gave me something that was radiant in my life.
对我的回顾的时候，那个事情对我来讲，事实上是一个罪里面的事情，就是说我就是注重我的要的哈，然后我不想按着神的心意，但是我一个罪的一个记录。但是到现在呢，当神破碎我之后，我被更新之后呢，却变成一个神用的一个工具。哈，我举一个例子哈 ，Let me say something about your mother character. Can I say that? Yeah. 比如说呢，很多人就说奇怪，妈咪也没有结婚，哈，那她怎么会那么像妈妈？我们叫她妈咪哈，这个妈咪是由一群台湾来的留学生给他的一个称呼，哎，不是只有台湾国际学生，那时候他是辅导，那后来就真是名副其实的妈咪哈。因为呢，我发现呢，我这个妈咪还要跟他的学哈，我做妈妈跟他学哈，所以呢，他那个爱是很真实的，好，就像这样，他这样讲，我就想到说，那个爱是我即使我去学，我去经历做妈妈都没有他那种爱。
Yes, so.When I look through, when I look back at my life, you know I'm not married.
那我没有结婚。
And I've never been married.
So I'm saying, okay, yeah, okay, go on.
But anyway, when I was younger, I had opportunity to get married several times.
不要以为我都没有机会结婚啊，我好几次都有男朋友的。
One time I was almost there.
那有一次呢，就是快几乎快结婚。
This young man and I were going together. We were in Bible school.
我们同样是在神学院念书的。
He was a fine young man.
而且呢，他又英俊，而且又能干。
But one day God spoke to me.
那有一天神就对我说话。
And he said, "I don't want you to marry him."
他给我很清楚的说，你不要嫁给这个人。
Oh, friends, I can't tell you how I felt.
那你可以想象我的失望。
I really did like him.
You did like him.
I really did.
我真的是很喜欢那个人。
And so I started going around asking the older ones, like the pastor and the dean of women's wife, and I was asked, "Do you think it's wrong if he and I get married?"
那神跟我这样子一个感动呢，还不算哈，我就到处去问四周围我的牧师、我的家人、个人很多我敬重的人说，你认为我跟他结婚适不适合？
And they gave me always, "Oh no, yeah, that's wonderful. The two of you working for the Lord, you love the Lord, and there's nothing wrong with it."
我所问的人几乎100%的赞成，说你们两个太适合，太匹配了。两个都是念神学院的，都要服侍神的。
But I couldn't get away from it.
可是问题是我心里面没有办法逃避那个神的感动。
So I said, "Lord, if you don't want me to marry him, you make me dislike him as much as I like him."
所以我就祷告说，神啊，如果是真的是你不要我跟他结婚的话，那你就先转变我的心，对他不喜欢。
Children, be careful what you ask the Lord.
所以孩子们，如果当你们祷告的时候，你认真的祷告的话，小心你祷告什么。
I couldn't stand even hardly to be near him.
那到一个地步呢，我连靠近他站着我都不喜欢这样子。
We were at my cousin's wedding. I didn't even want him to hold my arm.
那当我们在一个我的这个亲戚的婚礼的时候呢，通常他们会有一个，就是会女的会、mm-hmm. 会轻轻的扶着这个男的走进去哈、啊。他说我不要他扶我。
And of course, I didn't marry him.
当然，后来就知道我没有结婚。But、
not long, a little while after, I don't know how long, it wasn't, I don't think it was a long time, I was sick at home.
那有一次呢、我在家里面病了。
I had come back from one of the fields where I was working and I was sick.
那刚好是我从一个合场、啊、我宣教合场回家，然后那时候我病了。
And God spoke to me.
神就对我这样的感动。
He said, I'm going to put you in families.
他跟我的感动是说呢，我会把你放在家庭里面。
And I cannot express and explain to you, but down through the years, God has put me in families to help and to love and to be I don't even know what, but God put me there and used me in different families.
我告诉你哈，从我服事到现在，不晓有多少个家庭，我就好像他们的家人一样，而且帮助他们度过一些情况，我数不来的，好几个家庭都好把我当成他们的家人一样。
Then I had a group of Taiwanese girls.
那个那群台湾来的留学生。
And they began to call me mommy.
So them, it's not international students.
No.
Okay. 那个时候我刚讲过了。
The international was them.
Yeah. 那他那时候是国际的学生的辅导，然后这群台湾来的学生称他国际妈妈 mommy。
And so everyone, and many people down had started calling me mommy.
所以呢，从此以后呢，他就有一个称号叫做 mommy.
My mother had one child.
那我妈妈只有一个女儿。
On Mother's Day, she got one card.
所以母亲节，我妈妈理所当然只有一张母亲卡。
On Mother's Day, I got 7 cards.
我有时候数过来一下，有七张母亲。有一次我特别数一下，我有七张母亲卡。
What I'm trying to tell you is that when God wants to shape you into something that he wants for your work, God can shape you into that.
我的意思是说，当神有命定你，要你去完成一些任务的时候，他就会来塑造你，然后赋予给你能力，可以完成。就像现在妈咪，即使她没有结婚，没有生孩子，她就是一个道道地地的妈妈的那种啊特性。
Now I want to tell you my experiences about the gifts of the Spirit, the gifts of the Spirit.
那我也提一下这个所谓的恩赐的经验。
I remember in one church that I was in, there was a man that was sickly.
有一次呢，我教会呢有一个弟兄，他病得很严重。
Now his wife and child came to church.
那他的wife and child, 他的太太跟孩子呢到我教会来。
And
but he's not.
He didn't come.
那他这个人呢，没有到教会，但是他
But we were good friends. I would often visit the family and pray with them. You know.
那即使说这个男士没有来教会，但是我跟他们是很熟悉的。
But I had an unsaved woman in that church that tried to run the church.
在这个教会里面呢，有一个还没有信主的妇人，她会来教会参加聚会。那她呢，就做了一些事情。
And now that woman told that couple the only reason I was interested in them is I wanted their money.
她去跟这个家庭，这个没有来的这个男士，还有太太有来的这个家庭说呢，她之所以对你们那么好，是因为呢，她要你们捐钱。
And then I kept going to the house and I noticed they were very cold to me.
因为我也感受到说他们怎么越来对我越冷漠。
And I go again and,Very cold until I recognized they didn't want me.
所以呢，一次再一次，我就意识到说，他们根本不想让我去拜访他们。
A little time went past.
那一段时间过了。
And I was in the home of this man's sister-in-law.
那有一次呢，我就在这个男士的他的可能是嫂子的家里面。
And they called and said he was very sick.
就得到一个消息说他病得很严重。
And she wanted to go. She wanted to go, and I was going to go see them.
那这个嫂子就想去看看这个男士。
Now, believe me, what he had was gangrene that was eating across his stomach.
那这是很早期以前的哈，那个时候呢，他的这个所谓的带状疱疹哈
it was bad.
我们叫做飞蛇哈，带状疱疹呢，已经在他的那个腰部已经就好像一圈整圈都长出来了。
And she and I went.
那我就跟着他这个嫂子就去看他。
And I remember before I went into that door of his room,
我记得还没有进到他的病房之前，
God put such faith in my heart that he was going to be healed.
我的心里面有一个很笃定的信心，说神要医治这个人。
It was unusual. I just knew he was going to be healed.
那这是很不寻常的，我就是很确定神要医治这个人。
And I went in and prayed for him.
我就进去特别为他祷告。
And in just a couple days, he was healed.
那之后很快他就复原了。
Now, I don't have the gift of healing.
我没有这种所谓的医治的这个恩赐。
I pray for people for healing.
我为别人能够得医治祷告。
But in that certain situation, God gave me the gift of healing.
但是在那个情况下面，神特别就给我一个这样的一个恩赐，让他可以意识到说我的祷告对他是有功效的。
God does that for us.
那神会这样子来对我们做工。
Do you know there was one time I spoke Chinese?
有一次啊，我也讲了中文。
I didn't know what I was saying.
但是我也不晓得我讲什么，是别人告诉我。
I know what I was saying in English, but I didn't know it came out Chinese.
我讲的都是英文，但是呢，我从别人耳中听到说我讲中文。
Mrs. She and I were called to a young church, just young Christians, just saved.Not long, you know, they're building the little church in the house.
我们曾经在一个刚刚被建立起来的一个教会在那里服侍。
Now the man that owned the house, I thought he was the leader of the group.
那我就以为这个开放家庭的这个男士呢就是这个带领的人。
But he was ill, sick, and he was going back to the country to live.
但是不是的，他只是开放家庭，但是他已经生病了，他要回去了，回去老家了。
Well, in that church service that night was a woman who called herself a prophetess.
那我当我们啊去服侍这个教会的时候呢
，She was in a cult.
刚好就在那个之前呢，有一个异端的这种啊一些几个人哈，就到了这个教会来，就啊说跟他们说些事情。
While I was speaking, I noticed another boy there.
那个人呢留下来参加我们的教我们的聚会，然后这个当中有一个男的在那里。
He really wasn't paying much attention to the service. He was just walking around.
那个男的呢，就我们在聚会的时候呢，他就走来走去，也没有注意在听。
I could see he didn't even close his eyes when we were praying.
那祷告的时候呢，他也没有闭眼睛。
Did you say, how do you know such a work?
或许你问我说，那你怎么知道那
没闭眼睛？ I was watching him.
因为我在注意他。
After the service, this woman that was a prophetess came to Mrs. Chi.
那这个女士呢，就是在我们之前来的这我说异端这个女士呢，她自称为先知，就到我这里来。
She had a book of prophecies.
她就拿了一本她写的东西，她说这个是神给我的
预言。Now this young man that had been walking around went over to where they were.
那这个男士也是一样到处游走哈。
And somehow something was said.And he began to curse us out.
那他就那个男的就走啊，走到这个女的旁边来，就所谓的女先知来了。
Darcy told her she don't believe in those kind of things, and he got upset and started.
那当他想给我看他写的那个所谓的他神给他的预言的时候，我跟他说我相信的预言就在这本圣经里面的时候，哇，那个男的就发怒了。
And something in me, I was rebuking him. I was rebuking him in English.
那在这个时候呢，我稍微把它中间解释一下。当我拒绝那个女的之后呢，我就旁边很多人要跟我谈话，要跟我，因为他们很难得有传道人来哈。那我就在忙跟他们对话。结果这个时候呢，那个男的就发怒就开始咒骂咒诅妈咪跟我。
But I heard one young girl next to me say.Mommy speaking in Chinese.
所以等于说我就没有理他们，可是我们就听到说有其中有一个一些姊妹说妈咪在讲中文耶，等于说妈咪面对那个男的自己跟他讲的话呢他们听到中文。
And the next thing I know, you know, I couldn't imagine, I didn't know I was just speaking in English.
那我自己也不知道，我就是用英文讲，我听的也是
英文。God gave me the gift of tongues.
所以那个时候是什么意思呢？这个就是所谓的一个 一个事件性的一个恩赐，就在那个时候需要的时候，神就给我那个来完成他的任务，只有那一次。那我真的就是在讲他们的话，就讲你中国人的话。
Now I called that older man and his wife that owned the house.
那时候我也就把这个家里面这个开放家庭的这个男士就叫过来，跟他的太太。
I thought that they were the leaders of the church.
那我以为他就是带领人。
So when he got up there, I was saying to them, you know, I was sort of exhorting him to be a leader to help. And the girl knew that I didn't know that.
那我不知道他们到底是什么样的一个背景，所以我就说，你身为一个牧者的话，你要看好你的教会。
He really wasn't that.
但实际上他也不是一个牧者哈。
But I said, now kneel down.
我说你现在哈，就是妈咪等意思是说特别为他能够守住这个教会祷告，就请他跪下来。
Only my idea was that he was the leader, and I was going to pray for him to be a blessing.
那我只是很希望能够去特别的为他祷告，让他可以守住这个教会。
So they got down on their knees.
他们就在我面前就跪下来。
And I didn't even realize, understood what came out of my mouth. I said, "Lord, make him cry."
你知道我的第一句话说什么吗？神啊，让他哭出来。
And children, that man ended on his face.
妈咪说，我根本不晓得为什么我这样祷告。
Crying and crying and crying. I can't tell you how long.
那这个弟兄呢，就哭的几乎是哭嚎的，像一个孩子这样哭着啊。
But when he got up from there,
但是当他起来的时候，
his face was shining.
他的脸放光。
He didn't go to the country.
他没有回家，没有回老家。
God used that man to start 3 churches.
神用了这个人，使他能够开创更多的教会，开拓更多的教会，三个教会。
That meeting was God saved that church, that little church there, and God called a man to start 3 more
churches. 所以那个时候，那个事情本来是一个危机哈，可是神就用了这个危机，然后也给我一些恩赐。来完成这个任务，什么任务呢？就在那里就呼召了这个弟兄，而且使他留下来，为了他以后可以开拓其他的教会。
And、I recognize that all I was just a vessel.
那我是什么呢？我只是一个工具而已。
I had not one thing to do with it.
在这个当中一点都没有什么说可夸的。
I didn't even understand.
我根本不知道为什么我要祷告他要哭。
Sometimes God gives us a spirit of wisdom and we realize that something isn't quite right.
那有时候呢，也有时候神会特别给你一个，里面有一个想法，好像一个智慧一样，然后意识到说，诶，这个不对。
So so you see some of these things, he gives us all types. There's types he may give us as we pray that people will be healed.
所以呢，有时候呢，神有给这个医治的恩赐。
So you see, God gives us these different kinds of gifts that we may use them for His glory.
那当我们有被神护理这些恩赐的时候，我们的动机如果真的是要服侍神的话，是为了要荣耀他的缘故。
Because God wants us to work for Him.
因为他希望我们跟他同工。
He wants us to and He calls that work ministry.
那这个同工跟神同工的意思是说呢，让我们来服侍他，或者是给我们一个事工来做。
But don't take that word ministry just meaning the preacher or someone else in the church that stands up to exhort or something like this.
谈到事工服侍的工作，不要想到只有那些牧者啦，或者是这些同工，不是只有这样。
In any way we reach or touch people, or God uses us, that's our ministry.
只要神赋予你的使命，让你有机会跟别人有接触的，或者跟谁有影响到谁的，这个都是事工。
So He wants us to help people.
所以意思是说的，他要你去帮助，
In His name.
因他名的缘故去帮助他要你帮助的人。
So we need to practice here helping people.
所以他要我们在世上的日子
giving ourselves for others.
练习去帮助人
reaching them with the gifts that he gives us.
我们可以用他给我们的恩赐。
Reaching him with the personality he's given us.
用他给我们的特性，个别的特性。
As he has shaped us and formed us.
这些他一直在塑造我们的，都可以拿来用。
You see, the bottom line is we serve God by serving others.
所以当你说我服侍神，我侍奉神，意思是什么？你也同时对你四周围的人有服侍，有侍奉。
Jesus said, if you have done for the least of these, you've done it to me.
耶稣也说过，你在服侍那最小的，就是坐在我身上。
When you give a cup of cold water in my name,
你用奉我的名给了一杯冷水。
When you reach out and touch a hurting heart,
当你对一个心里面有伤痛的人有一些安慰的时候。
When you see someone in need,
有的人需要什么，你急需要什么，你给一点帮助。
When you can in any area,Let reach out and help those around us.
好像把你的手伸出去去啊，接触到人，然后给分享给人，这个都是。
We can no longer live for self.
这个是主要就是跟人的关系上面。
Self must die.
意思是说我自己要舍掉。
What matters is God's work and other people.Reaching them, helping them, working them to get them to heaven.
我活着的目的不是我自己怎么样，而是我要去完成神所命定的，要给我完成的。而这个最基本的是跟人的关系，是帮助人的这个部分。
You see, that's what he this is what he really wants us. Look at 1 Peter 10, the 10th, 4th chapter, the 10th and 11th verse.
现在来看一下彼得前书第四章
十一节，若有讲道的，要按着神的圣言讲；若有服侍人的，要按着神所赐的力量服侍，叫神在凡事上因耶稣基督得荣耀。原来荣耀全能都是他的，直到永永远远。阿们。
He said, "As you get a gift, it's to serve others."
给你神赐给我们力量，就是要服侍别人。
So what this is basically what he's saying. I'll give you gifts. I'll work in your personality. I'll perfect you, but it's for you to reach out and touch those around you and those where you can.
所有神在我们身上的工作，不管刚才讲到对我们的个性，对我们的能力，给我们恩赐，这些呢，都是为着要让我们可以服侍别人。
Whether you give someone a meal, whether you give something, some money, whether it's you give encouragement, or whether you preach a masterful sermon,
不管你给的是什么，
it's all for others.
一个别人的物质上的需要，有时候是一篇讲道，一个讲道，一个教导，这个都是。
Look, Colossians 3:23 tells us this.
哥罗西书三章二十三节这样讲。无论做什么都要从心里做，像是给主做的，不是给人做的。
So you see, whatever we do, do it heartily as unto the Lord.
那不管做什么都是为主做，这样的动机要有。
It may not be easy to do something, but do it as unto him.
那或许对你来讲说这个对我不容易，但是如果当你说我为主做的话，可能就容易些了。
There's people that have left their homes and gone to other countries and worked in poverty just to reach out and be the hands of God.
我知道有一群人特别去那些贫穷的地方，为了主的缘故去那些地方，那就是为主而做。
I don't know what God wants to give you.
我不晓得神命令你要你做什么。
I don't know how he wants to use you.
我不晓得他要如何的用你。
But whatever you can put your hand, you do it heartily for the Lord.
但是当你已经知道神要你做的时候，请你
Because as you learn to work well here for Jesus, we're going to be working for Him in heaven.
你要记得，我们现在练习来服侍神。到了天上的时候，永远的，我们要来在那里来敬拜神。
And I want to tell you, it's something wonderful to be able to work for the King.
那我要告诉你，当我们可以服侍我们的王的时候
，to work for the King of Heaven.
天上的王，我们服侍的对象是天上的王。
And being used by him.
而且让他来用我们。
And one day when he looks at us, he says, Well done, my good and faithful servant.
有一天我们听到那句说我良善的仆人进来跟我一起同乐的时候，那你可以想象是怎么样的一个情况。
Don't let situations around you stop you.
不要在目前的这些难处里
Don't let those painful things stop you.
不要让那些痛苦的事情
Build on them for Jesus.
阻碍你。
You've got to get your eye on the prize.
眼睛要盯着天上的赏赐。
Paul went through some terrible things.
保罗身经很多的。
But he said, I got my eye on the prize.
他说我的眼睛盯着那个赏赐。
And I began to run that race.
那我要跑进我的该跑的。
And I ran it to win.
我的目的就是要赢这一场。
I believe he said that. Anyway, I know he meant that.
我要在这赛程上面能够得胜，能够跑完。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father,Help us to see beyond ourselves.
天父，求你帮助我们能够越过我们自己的有限。
Beyond our circumstances.
越过我们的环境。
Beyond the hard things that may be coming.
越过这些或许要来的难处。
Help us to grasp hold of the truth.
帮助我们好好的站在真理的上面。
That we're children of the King.
让我们看到我们是王的女儿。
That you can take us through anything.
让我们不管什么事情
as long as we trust in you,
都是信靠你
put our faith in you,
让我们有信心
and say yes to you,
而且我常常对你说好的让你顺服你
Lord God bless this group,
求你赐福这一群
make them tremendous workers,
求你塑造他们成为很有能力的同工
and whatever you have shaped them for,
不管你怎么样来塑造每一个人
In your name, Lord.
都是因着你的名的缘故，我们也因着你的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
好，谢谢哈，给我这样的机会。我们有问题吗？有没有分享或问题？
妈咪，我今天的讲道对我特别的打动，我就特别想分享。我在这个家里边，就是带我孙子的时候，我就记得当时师母说，就是为主而做。不要为人而做，为人而做会失望的。我带了这个孙子现在快三岁了，结果呢真的是这样，我的儿子说，你竟然放下儿子不去管工作的事情。哎呀，当时我听到这句话的时候，就是师母的那句话提醒我，就是你做什么都是为主做的啊，然后就把我的心拉回来了。要不然我想，我带你的儿子你还这样埋怨我。还有妈咪刚才讲的一点，就是不要在现在的难处中停下来。这一年我的家庭当中的征战很多，我特别感谢神啊，借着就是师母妈咪还有冯金大家一起来帮助我，我就是觉得我不孤单，然后在这些难处当中我也有停顿的时候，但是大家就拉着我，在你们的服侍下我就走过来了。所以我就觉得有一点我做的不够好，就是无论做什么都是为主做，不是为人做，都要尽力为主而做。我觉得我做了，但是在尽力二字上我做的还不够。今天妈咪的讲到讲就是信息对我非常大的激励啊，就给我加添的力量。我就想分享这个。
I thank the Lord. This is what we are to be to each other.
那这是我们彼此需要扶持哈，就彼此扶持，我们很感谢神。
You know, the blood relationship I often say of our brothers and sisters in this world,ends at the grave.
我常常说血缘上面的这个家人呢会在坟墓结束。
But our brothers and sisters in Christ, we go on together forever.
那在主里面的肢体弟兄姐妹呢，我们是永远的亲。
And we need to bind together here.
我们需要连接在一起。
Loving one another, caring for one another,
彼此关心,
praying for one another,
彼此来代
祷, bearing one another's burdens.
我们也要去扶持彼此的这种软弱或者是我们的重担。
This is what God wants us to do as a family.
这个就是神要我们在神的家中所学习的。我也加强补充一点哈，刚才小红提到他其实是很愿意学习哈，所以他就提到说好为主做，然后他也提到说我虽然为主做但是没有尽力的为主做。所以我们看到我们的成长是一步一步来的，神不会把我们揠苗助长好像然后帮我们冲起来成长，不会这样子的哈。他会知道我们能够长多少，他知道我们的心愿意长，所以呢成长的在于神 好，在我们成长在于神，所以我们看到那个心意，愿意做，而且从头来做，从头学，这是让我们可以学习的哈。OK, 好。
You know, I want to say one last thing.
那我再谈一件事情。
Let's stop being critical of one another.
我们不要再一直去批评论断别人。
None of us are perfect.
我们没有一个是完全的。
We all have our funny ways.
每一个人都有自己的很特别的方法的表态。
But we must learn to bear with one another.
所以我们要彼此来担待对方。
Once the world sees this, that God's children love each other.
当别人看到这种见证的时候
we could find some fault about each other.
如果你要找人家的缺点的话
But the word of God said love covers a multitude of sins.
彼得不是告诉我们爱可以遮掩别人的过错
One time where I was pastoring.
有时候那时候我牧会的时候
I was driving home from the city.
我有一次我从城市里面开车要回家。
There was a long stream of traffic coming the other way
然后呢,
toward me.
就是有一个来一个去的车道，然后对面呢车很多。
All of a sudden, this car up there came out toward me.
那对方呢来了一部车呢，他想要超车，就从我这边冲过来。
What is that crazy person doing? I thought.
那我心里面马上一个大喊说， Something like that, I would say. 谁这么的，好像疯了一样，太狂妄了。
But right then the person turned in, I saw it was one of my dear.
没有想到，当我这句话还没有喊完，就看到那个人是我认识的一个朋友。
I saw it was one of my dear friends.
那竟然是我很熟的一个朋友。
And right away, my whole attitude changed.
我本来心里面是要好像要。要抱怨的结果我就马上就转了我的态度
I laughed and said, oh, that's just like her
我就转为我的笑容说这个就是她她就是这样的人
Why? Because I loved her
为什么我可以后来这样因为我爱她
I was ready
我了解她
to call her crazy, stupid,
我本来一直要
foolish, anything like that
我本来要想出一句话来形容这个人她是不是疯了怎么这样开车但是呢当我看到她的时候马上我就转成一种帮他解释了他就是这样的人。
Love really covers a multitude of sin.
爱可以遮掩别人的罪。
God bless you.
神赐福大家。